the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very simple question. So are we... are we Nazis? Are we deplorable, or are we garbage? I am just very concerned here and confused. Great to have you with us. And I want to posit a theory here as we start the broadcast day. By the way, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we would love to hear from you as well. Write down our telephone number. You will need this to call in today, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. So last night, Kamala Harris was in Washington, D.C., and she was making her final pitch to the nation. And they say there were 75,000 people there. I don't believe that, folks. I am telling you, if there were 25,000 people at that, it was not a very large crowd, especially in Democrat-controlled Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area. So my question is, why? Why was she there? This woman, she's got D.C., that part of Virginia, Maryland. She's got all of that wrapped up already. Those are heavily Democrat-leaning areas. Why in the world is she making her pitch there instead of a swing state where she really needs to move the needle? But I digress. At the exact same time that Kamala Harris is out there delivering her final pitch to the nation, President Biden is on a call in the White House, and here's what President Biden had to say.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's a failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulated wealth for those at the top. And he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware.
Get it out
there, good,
Joe.
Decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done.
Wait a second. What did you call me, you lousy son of a biscuit eater? Yeah, he called us garbage. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But why? Why did Joe Biden deliver that message at that time, at that moment? Right outside the White House, you had Kamala Harris delivering her big speech to the nation. Guess what, folks? Nobody's talking about that speech today. Not a single person is talking about that speech. The only thing that people are talking about is what Joe Biden said about Trump supporters last night. That is the third time that Joe Biden has done that. The third time that Joe Biden has either called a press conference or said something at a crucial moment, an inflection point in Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to posit a theory here. Is it possible that Joe Biden is doing all of this intentionally? That Joe Biden is, in fact, a closet Trump supporter? And that Joe Biden is really out there and he's throwing these bombs to screw up Kamala Harris's presidential campaign? I mean, don't get me wrong. She's doing a pretty good job of that on her own. But it's as if Joe Biden and Jill, First Lady, Dr. Mrs. First Lady, Jill Biden are literally twisting the knife. And it's not even so much twisting the knife as they're shiving her. Just like in a prison, in a prison scene. I'm telling you, this is like Godfather level stuff here. And I love it. I love it. So, President Trump coming out yesterday, and President Trump was told about this in live real time in Allentown, PA. So Trump wasn't in D.C. Trump was in Pennsylvania, and he's out there trying to win Pennsylvania and these other battleground states. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I believe the president is on the path. Hear me on this. Right now, President Donald J. Trump is on the path for a landslide victory on election night. Even in the internals in Nevada, off the charts, off the charts. So here's Trump. He's on stage, and he invites Marco Rubio to come up onto the stage. And it was Marco Rubio who announced to the entire crowd what Biden had just said.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
Wow. That's terrible. That's what it says. That's what it says. So you have, remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
It's true. He doesn't have a clue. He's got no brain.
These people, terrible.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But what a great man. What a great man of God Donald J. Trump is. Not only does he ask Jesus to forgive Joe Biden, but he uses the King James Version. That's right. None of these newfangled translations. No, President Donald J. Trump uses the King James Version. He knoweth not what he doeth or saith. I'm telling you. And by the way, if John the Baptist used the King James Version, it's good enough for me. And it's good enough for Donald J. Trump. Reverend Trump is what we're going to call him now. God bless you, Mr. President. What a forgiving spirit Trump has, right? But it is interesting. The media coverage over all of this, they are completely taking a pass on calling out Joe Biden for what he said. Now, just a couple of days ago, we had the situation at Madison Square Garden where he had the nasty, foul-mouthed, profane comic, the comedian, who was invited up there, and he got up there and he made an ass of himself. And no, I am not cursing. I'm using the King James Version of the word donkey. He made an ass of himself by attacking the island nation of Puerto Rico, you lovely island people, and he caught holy you-know-what for it. Now, instead of blaming the comedian, they're accusing Donald Trump of all of these horrible things. It was a bad joke that nobody in the auditorium thought was funny, and so we moved on. But the media can't let up on that. But now, all of a sudden, you have Joe Biden, the leader of the free world, out there calling half of the nation, at least, garbage. And they're trying to find a way to give Biden a pass. Now, Biden came out and he was like, well, you know, I wasn't talking about Trump supporters. Oh, yes, he was. As a matter of fact, that's why we played you the entire cut so you could hear the context for yourself. And we know that's how they feel. We know that's what they think about all of us. We know that. That, to me, is not the issue. But, again, it gives us an opportunity. You know, these kinds of situations, they give us an opportunity to look at the mainstream media, the drive-by crowd, and we get a chance to see their hypocrisy at work. Because if Donald J. Trump had gone out there and said that half of Kamala's supporters were garbage, they would have run him out of the country. Cities would be burning down right now. That's how bad it would have been. But now you have people out there, actually, as a matter of fact, CNN, this is brilliant. I had to watch CNN last night. I saw this in real time. And they're saying the reason why Biden said what he said is because he has a speech impediment. Cut number nine.
Say, though, Bakari, he was in his house, the White House. He was in his house doing this. And the reporting is that there are places that he could be useful, but he's not everywhere like you might expect a sitting president to be for his vice president.
I don't know that I would expect this president to be everywhere in this moment. I mean, look, a critical element, any coach will tell you, any CEO will tell you, a critical element of running a team and winning is assessing the strengths and weaknesses of your team members and making sure you allocate them in the right way. Joe Biden has never been a big arena speaker. He's never been the most fluid speaker. And by the way, as someone who had a stutter growing up, it's very obvious to me that there's an apostrophe at the end of supporters there. He was referring to the garbage spewed by supporters, not simply the supporters themselves. But Joe Biden has been on the campaign trail. He's best getting ice cream in Maryland like he was today. He's best showing moments of empathy in Arizona like he was last week. He's best with union folks as he was in Pittsburgh last week as well. You use people where they are best. You put Obama in a big arena, you put Michelle in a big arena, and you put Joe Biden in front of a bunch of union people doing retail politics.
You could make the argument that they would be fine if Joe Biden wasn't anywhere near a microphone between now and next Tuesday.
Let me just accept the most charitable framing of this, which you just gave. Why is he sitting in front of a laptop at the exact same moment Kamala Harris is out on his backyard trying to give the closing argument to her campaign? What in the world is he doing? Now, I don't accept your framing of it personally, because I actually do believe he, Harris, the Democratic Party, and most of their campaign do believe that half the country is garbage. They've also said people who go to Trump rallies are Nazis. And so it's pretty apparent the disdain with which they hold half of the country in.
It's not true. Kamala's speech tonight.
But as a tactical matter today,
no, but you don't just get to say
why in
that.
The world
but you don't
is
get
Joe
to
Biden
say.
Oh, yes, he does. All right, enough of that. Oh, yes, he does. Female anchorette person. Oh, yes, he does, ma'am. So now you've got CNN and all these others saying, we've never called Trump supporters Nazis. We'd never do that. We wouldn't do that. We're just goody two-shoes. That's who we are. We just love the Republicans. We just love them. No, they don't, ladies and gentlemen. They hate you. And they want you to actually unhear what your ears have heard. Cut eight.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Basically calling Puerto Ricans trash.
The most repulsive racial jokes about Latinos.
Disgusting and hateful.
So incredibly crude.
Frankly, just too X-rated to play here.
Extremely vile so-called jokes.
This is what they think about all of us, folks. They literally believe that we are Nazis. They literally believe that we are garbage. They have spent going back all the way to 2008, the year that Barack Hussein Obama and BM ran for office in the first place, they actually started this narrative that if you don't support Barack Hussein and BM, then you are somehow lesser of a human being. And keep in mind, they've been calling Republican Nazis for generations, going all the way back to Richard Nixon and Barry Goldwater, and they called Willard Mitt Romney and John McCain Nazis, too. So I want you to understand here the context of all of this. They have spent well over a decade attacking conservatives and dehumanizing conservatives. And this is what has caused the assassination attempts on Donald J. Trump. It's the rhetoric coming from the left. This is the same kind of rhetoric that nearly resulted in a massacre of Republican lawmakers at a softball game, if you remember that. It was baseball practice. They are setting up Maxine Waters, getting their faces, absolutely harass them. Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, BM, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. This is not hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they believe. They really do believe that you are subhuman. That's why Hillary Clinton called us not just deplorables. What was the other word she used, ladies and gentlemen? What was the other word she used to describe you in that meeting in New York City? She was talking about a basket of deplorables, but there was another word she used. Irredeemable. Beyond redemption. So when these crazies out there, they hear this sort of language and this hate and this vitriol, they think in their minds that they're doing Satan's work when they go out there and they try to shoot Donald Trump. They try to blow his head off in the name of the Democrat Party, because that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. So, look, we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to get to your calls as well. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. But I'm curious, do you think, is it possible, remotely possible, that Joe Biden could be trying to sabotage Kamala Harris? 901-260-5926. One more time, write it down, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Can you imagine your child being lost alone in the woods for 9 days? Well, the new movie, Lost on a Mountain in Maine, produced by Sylvester Stallone, is the inspiring true story of 12-year-old Don Fendler, separated from his family in a fast-moving storm and lost in the remote wilderness of northern Maine. For 9 days, he fights to stay alive with no food, no proper clothing, didn't even know the danger he was in. Don's disappearance captured national headlines, sparking a massive search effort with hundreds of volunteers, including his own father, who was afraid he'd never see his son again. Don't miss the inspirational family adventure film of the year, Lost on a Mountain in Maine, from Blue Fox Entertainment, now playing in theaters nationwide. You can get tickets online right now at LostOnAMountainInMaineMovie.com. That's LostOnAMountainInMaineMovie.com. This just in, Kamala Harris is now weighing in on all of this, saying that, again, going after her boss, Joe Biden, cut 10.
Biden took this comment last night about garbage.
Listen, I think that, first of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That is my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career, and I take it very seriously.
All right. This woman is not even full of grade A excrement, ladies and gentlemen. Just a couple of days ago, she's calling all of us Nazis. So, again, are we Nazis? Are we deplorable? Are we garbage? Again, these are the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. They preach civility and unity, and they're full of crapola. Grade A crapola, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is. Don't buy any of it. But I'm telling you, I think Joe Biden's got it in for Kamala. I really do. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we mentioned this yesterday, and we understand hundreds of you have already joined our Rumble TV channel. We have now been officially demonetized on YouTube, and we're just encouraging everybody to head over to Rumble. We have been over there for a very long time, and it's interesting. We actually have the live show, so you can actually watch the TV version of what we do here. You can do that on Rumble. Just to go to rumble.com/Todd Stearns. And you can take part in our live chat. But again, YouTube has demonetized us. So we're encouraging everybody, head over to Rumble and hang out with us over on our Rumble TV channel. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. May I tell you, we are so excited about election night. So we're going to be doing something very special for all of you folk out there. And I thought, what better place to hang out with all of... I would rather hang out with you guys on election night than anybody else. So we're going to be broadcasting 6 live hours of coverage. On Tuesday, we're going to have the regular show, noon to 3 Eastern, then 6 o'clock Eastern, coming back behind the microphone for 6 hours of live coverage. Ben Dieter, who is the morning show host of KWAM, will be co-hosting. Pamela Furr is going to be here, one of the great journalists. We're going to have just wall-to-wall coverage. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be taking calls from you. We also have some incredible folks like Mike Huckabee. Liz Peek is going to drop by. Jeffrey Lord. Pastor Robert Jeffress. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we want you to, and we're also offering this up to radio stations around the country free of charge. So some of you may be listening on a radio station. Maybe you own the station and you want information. Just give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. And we'll show you, we'll provide information. I will tell you this. We know that KARN and Little Rock will be broadcasting our coverage. The Patriot Talk Radio in Houston, Texas, KQAM in Wichita, of course, KWAM in Memphis. We've got dozens of stations around the country that are going to be picking up our show. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Also, you'll be able to watch it all on our live stream on Rumble TV. Let's go to Steve in Arkansas starting our day. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Todd, I need some help.
I'll do my best. Steve, this is what I'm here for. I love calls like this. Tell me, Steve, how can I help you?
Need some type of scoring system, kind of like the left-wing media has their fact-checking system. We need some kind of scoring system to keep up with all these insults. They come so fast and furious, I can't tell how offended I should be. And another thing is, should I have a red line? Should there be an insult, a name that's so bad that they call me that would make me change my vote and vote for Kamala? I mean, I'd hate for them to call me that, and I missed it.
Well, I'll tell you, for me personally, I have a line like that, Stephen. If you've seen my social media feeds, you know they have called me every name under the book, and there's some ugly, nasty stuff out there. Horrible. Just terrible, Steve. But the one thing that really sets me off is when somebody calls me a Democrat. And that just, I don't know, Steve, I just get enraged when that happens.
I've never been called that, but that would be the red line. That would tip the scale.
But you've
helped me out, Todd.
Steve,
you've helped me out.
Well, we try to. That's the whole point of this show. Steve, I will say this, just over the weekend, I was out covering an event and someone photographed me next to a Democrat. We call her Big Gloria Johnson, and she's running for the Senate. And all of a sudden people start saying, oh, Todd Starnes is supporting Big Gloria Johnson. And I'm like, yeah, no, not really. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But maybe a bingo card or something. We need something, yeah. A drinking game.
Well, what we need during her speeches and her presentations and stuff, kind of like the Olympics, her pet media ought to be sitting over there with their little insult cards where they could put up a score point for her insults. And then the audience could do, you know, I'm the one that called you about the Ric Flair deal. They could start wooing then.
Ooh! Ooh! You got to love Ric Flair.
Gotta love Ric Flair. Have you ever noticed how much Joe Biden? He kind of looks like Ric Flair.
Wait, deflated maybe. You're Joe Biden. Steve.
Ric Flair is getting some miles on him too. So.
Yes, that is true. All right, Steve, good call. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Glad we could help. And that's what we do here, ladies and gentlemen. We, I don't have a professional counseling license. I'm just a conservative filled with common sense. All right, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. KWAM, Black Conservative is on the line. Hi, Black Conservative. What's on your mind today?
Good. How are you today? I'm doing good. I'm the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. But let me just say this here. I'm doing great. You know, Kamala Harris, I call her Queen Kamala. She is so hypocritical. You know, she gave a closing argument speech, and it wasn't a closing argument because she didn't make an argument. But at any rate, she's trying to calm down everything. And but yeah, she spent 15, 20 minutes saying Donald Trump was unhinged and he was he sent an armed mob over to the Capitol to overthrow the election, which is not true. Everything she said, everything she talked about Trump was about he's just hatred. He's full of hatred and this and that. And I'm saying, like, now how she going to lecture us, the American people, about being peaceful? But the whole argument was about Trump, you know, insinuating Trump is a Hitler. He's a racist. He's bigot. He's dividing us. Trump haven't been divided. She said for the last decade, Trump been dividing the American people, which is not true. So, I mean, this is so hypocritical.
But blind conservative, and you only you would come up with this thought because of your erudite mind.
Absolutely. I'm a man of much book learning. You're right about that.
But it's true.
I'd be informed by liberals.
Here's my take on it. I mean, so you've got just a couple of weeks ago, you had the Al Smith dinner for Catholic Charities in New York City. And the Democrats are out there saying Donald Trump is Hitler. And so what does that mean? Well, Hitler slaughtered millions and millions of people. And you're telling me that Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to sit down and not only share a meal alongside Hitler, but he's going to crack jokes with Hitler? That doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, and I, you know, they all bent out of shape about the joke that, it was a bad joke, a good joke that went bad, but come on, people, chop it up. You got to have a good sense of humor. You know, Democrats make more radical bad jokes than that, you know, about the joke about the Puerto Rican island. I mean, come on, Puerto Ricans. Y'all got to have some tough skin here.
Holy cow. Broadway, which is always far leftist and gay, Broadway, a black conservative, they had the whole song about it, West, about Puerto Rico, talking about being the land of tropical diseases, if you remember West Side Story. So, I mean.
Well, absolutely. You know, absolutely. These people got to have some tough skin around here. You know, these comedians stand up all the time and make funny jokes about white people all the time, and they sit there laughing and giggling. But you know, see, white folks falling out about it because, you know, people know he's just a comedian. But let me just say this here. Whoopi Goldberg, probably about one of the ugliest females on The View, but she going to talk about Trump. What happened with the bad joke? But you remember when Bush was running for office, President Bush, and she was doing a little stump rally, and she referred President George Bush to her private part. Do you remember that? And she lost advertising for that. So, but now she's trying to condemn Tom, the comedian, the white gentleman, when she did. Her joke was worse than what he said.
Oh, so, yeah.
That's hypocritical.
Real quick, before we let you go, black conservative, Memphis, majority minority city. And I'm curious, are you seeing any sort of movement at all in the black community, folks who maybe were voting for, I don't know, you know, Kamala or supporting Joe Biden? Now they're on the Trump train?
No. These people here, these black folks here in Memphis, hoodwink, they pastors, they clergymen, they all get together with Democrat leaders. They're all behind Kamala. They toss their Bible out, values their Bible out the church. They're all voting for Kamala. You may have maybe 8% of blacks in Shelby County voting, but no, they're going to do what their cargo guard leaders, politicians, and their pastors tell them, and they're going to all get behind her because she's a sister. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And they don't think for themselves. They'll never think for themselves. They're going to be loyal to the Democrat Plantation Party. Just how it's going to go. Trump is going to get maybe about 8, 9 to 10% of the black American vote, just like Reagan got 9%, Bush got 8%. Trump may get a little bit more because most blacks, you know, are thinking for themselves. But for the most part, just to answer your question, no, they're going to stay on the Democrat Plantation.
We got to do something about that. Well, black conservative, we got to let you go. Always good for you to share a bit of your erudite mind with our great audience there. That's the black conservative, ladies and gentlemen, from Memphis, Tennessee. Let's go to Mike in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on the garbage cup. Mike, were you offended by what Joe Biden had to say?
Yeah, really offended. Coming from him, it means nothing. But you know what? We can't let them forget this moment. The media is going to try to sweep it under the rug. So my suggestion is, at Trump rallies, they all get small white little garbage bags and write Trump 24 on them and wave them at the rallies. Let's not let them forget they called us garbage.
Oh, you know what?
It's a good reminder.
Mike, I know Ben Dieter was talking. He was trying to figure out what Halloween costume he should wear, and I think I figured it out. Oscar the Grouch. You know, remember Sesame Street, the character that lived in the garbage can?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't want to let them forget this. They'll try to sweep it under the rug as quick as they can.
Mike, yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of nice to know that Harris and Biden are throwing each other under the bus right now.
Oh, it's great.
Isn't that great?
And the general thought in our Rumble TV channel, the chat line's going crazy. By the way, somebody says, make sure Ben has an unlimited coffee supply. A lot of people are saying it's Jill Biden, that Jill Biden is the one who's behind this. So, we'll see.
I wouldn't doubt that for a minute.
It's Democrat on Democrat violence, Mike, and I love it. All right, Mike, got to run, my friend. Good hearing from you. 901-260-5926. Want to share some breaking news real quick. This just coming in from Newsmax. And this is huge news for you folks listening to us in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The Supreme Court has just reinstated Virginia's decision to purge from its voter rolls about 1,600 illegals. This is great news. The Justice Department of the Biden administration have been demanding that illegals be allowed to vote in our elections, but the Supreme Court blocked a federal court ruling, and now that rule will be reinstituted. Governor Glenn Youngkin telling Newsmax this is a victory for common sense and election fairness. Well, of course it is. Well done, Virginia. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right, coming up, Lee Greenwood's going to be here, and we're going to be celebrating the anniversary of that beautiful God Bless the USA Bible. And, of course, Lee was serenading President Trump on stage at Madison Square Garden with First Lady Melania. We're going to ask him all about that. That's coming up a little bit later. Also, Kat Kamick is going to be here, Dave Brandt, and Congressman Tom Tiffany. By the way, Tom Tiffany is going to be at the Green Bay rally tonight, President Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's going to be huge. So we look forward to talking with Congressman Tiffany about that. And just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that President Trump said, and again, this is coming from President Trump, he actually endorsed my new book and said it is important for every American to get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You need to read this book. It's going to give you encouragement. It's going to give you inspiration. And it's going to challenge you. And the question is, yes, America can be saved. That's the answer to the question, America can be saved. But the question is, do you really want to save America? And if you do, then you are going to have to get out there and you are going to have to vote. Now, I want to say something about voter shenanigans. And there's a lot of that going down right now. And you need to be aware of this. And I'm glad to see some in the media covering it, but it's not enough. Now, here's what we can tell you. Many of you folks in North Carolina and Pennsylvania and Arizona have been getting text messages telling you that you have either already voted or that you are not registered to vote. Those are fake text messages, and the Philadelphia Inquirer is now reporting that those text messages were sent by a pro-Democrat PAC. So this is voter suppression and voter intimidation. That's what's going on here. Want to run through some of the latest reports we're getting, and we want to hear from you as well if you've got reports of something happening in your town. But in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that is a conservative suburb of Philadelphia, we have now received video, and we've got this up on our website. Voters now being pulled out of line. They're being told they're not going to be allowed to vote, and they're being pulled out of line by people who are impersonating elections officers. They're actually Democrat operatives. Now, here's what you need to know about Bucks County. It's conservative. In Doylestown, Pennsylvania, police emergency services came in and shut down voting lines hours before they were supposed to close. Now, we know that the Trump campaign's political director, James Blair, is all over this, calling on Governor Josh Shapiro to intervene. We understand that the Republican Party has already filed a lawsuit accusing the Democrats of voter suppression. And we're also getting reports, and these are all verified. And one of the things we're trying to do on this show is provide verified information. So there's either video evidence, and we've seen the video in its full context, or there are actual law enforcement reports. And we do have official law enforcement reports from Lancaster County and York County, Pennsylvania, that there are thousands of fraudulent voter registration documents. Does that mean those people have voted? No, it does not. But they were caught, and that's big. In Washington State and Oregon, ballot collection boxes were set on fire in predominantly conservative neighborhoods. By the way, they believe Antifa is responsible because these are conservative, predominantly conservative suburbs of Portland and Vancouver. Now, who is it over in that area of the country that's been known for setting things on fire? That would be Antifa. In Colorado, we're getting a report of some 25,000 mail-in ballots that were unscannable because of a so-called printing error. So the question is, are those 25,000 voters going to be notified that their ballots are not usable? And why is all of this stuff only happening in conservative areas of the country? Well, we know why. And this is why it's got to be too big to rig. And I know voter registration is coming to early voting is coming to a close across many states in the country. That means you've got to get up on election day, take the day off, right? Just take the day off, go and vote. You may have to stand in line for hours. That's okay. Bring your smartphone with you, and you can listen to the Todd Stearns radio show. But, folks, it's got to be too big to rig. And you just heard from the black conservative in Memphis, and he doesn't feel like that those minority votes are going to be coming. I actually disagree with the black conservative on that. I think we're going to see a massive turnout in the black community for Donald J. Trump. All right, here's our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. If you are 65 or older, you know inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to healthcare. Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there's still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 a month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. Not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other. Business owners, pastors, retirees, people love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to, and they'll offer to pray with you each time you call. So call now, 855-SHARE-44. That's 855-SHARE-44. 855-SHARE-44.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And welcome, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. We are in the home stretch. Election day right around the corner. An opportunity for us to make America great again. But that's going to really be up to you and whether or not you get out there and you cast early ballots when you can, when you get out on election day. Folks, we need to make it a huge party, but we've got to load up vans and buses and we've got to get everybody we know out to the polling places. I got to tell you, things are looking really good in Battleground, Wisconsin, where they are now reporting record-breaking turnout for early voting. That's exciting. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. And, Congressman, these numbers coming in, this looks pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it's impressive. You know, I'm not one of the nerds that studies these numbers really carefully, Todd, but the people that I trust are saying that it looks good, and I'm hearing from some people there's a couple niches that we're trying to get to. One is hunters. Got over 100,000 hunters in Wisconsin that are really low propensity voters. We think a lot of them are turning out here in this election. That bodes well for Donald Trump.
Well, tonight, of course, is the big rally in Green Bay, and this is interesting. Brett Favre, I understand, is going to be one of the speakers tonight. What are you guys expecting tonight at this Green Bay rally?
Oh, it's going to be lights out, bringing Favre back in. You know, he's a legend in Green Bay, and, you know, Wisconsin takes their football rather seriously. So, yeah, it's going to be a blowout night here. I just left home. I'm headed for Green Bay, and we're looking forward to a terrific rally, just like all the others that have been here in Wisconsin. By the way, I went and saw J.D. Vance this week, and I spoke just before him in Wausau. Man, President Trump hit a home run with him as our vice presidential pick. And what a contrast between he and Tim Walz.
Boy, you're not kidding. It's, and I will say this, especially over the past, I don't know, couple of months, watching J.D. tear apart the mainstream media, destroy, you know, Jake Tapper over at CNN. This is a guy who can really handle himself in situations. And, you know, heaven forbid the, you know, it comes to it. But if he were to have to step up into the role, I think that he would make a terrific president, too. I mean, this is a brilliant pick by Donald Trump.
Yeah, we did not realize what a talent he really is.
Congressman, I'm curious to get your take on this statement from Joe Biden last night. The timing of it all is I'm rather curious about. But again, Democrats, they've called us deplorable. They've called us Nazis, fascists, bitter clingers, and now apparently we're garbage.
Yeah, so, I mean, for people who have been paying attention across America over the last 4 years, that's the way he's been treating us. I mean, Joe Biden is the classic career politician who thinks we serve him, not the other way around. So he's just saying it out loud here in the final week. But, you know, it's pretty funny watching the White House and their media stenographers today. As it kind of reminds me, Todd, of I've done so many parades, and they always put the horses towards the end because, you know, horses leave behind some stuff sometimes. And oftentimes, you got to have some people that clean up after those horses. I call them the pooper scoopers. The White House and the media stenographers are doing a lot of scooping today, aren't they?
Wow, they sure are. And there's we're talking truckloads of it, Congressman. No doubt about that. But what I find brilliant is nobody's talking about her speech. And I'm even that's even bizarre. You know, here she is in an area of the country where it is overwhelmingly Democrat. Why would you not be in a place like Wisconsin for, you know, for your closing arguments?
You know, I think it's all Hail Marys at this point by the Harris campaign. You saw the break about 2 to 3 weeks ago when people started early voting and people were moving away from Harris. And it has just continued since. And I think it's full-scale desperation. And the only way you can turn it around sometimes is to go negative. And they're going completely negative. But I got to tell you, after watching a clip of her remarks last night, is it any surprise that two people have tried to take Donald Trump's life? I mean, the rhetoric is completely over the top.
Well, I'm with you, Congressman, and it is. And when you look at the level of hate and vitriol, and we had a caller in the last hour of the show, and again, all right, fine, you think Donald Trump is really Adolf Hitler, that he's really a Nazi. Well, we know what Hitler did. We know what the Nazis did. And if you sincerely believe in your heart that Donald Trump is Hitler, why would the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sit on the dais with him, share a meal with him, and also crack jokes alongside somebody that they seem to genuinely believe is Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, the real concern I have at this point, Todd, is I think they see the election slip. They're going to do, I mean, there's nothing they won't do to try to stem the tide. And I don't think it's going to work. But what really concerns me is they're going to do the same thing as after 2016. Remember the resist signs came out. I think people are dusting them off as we speak in their garages in anticipation of Donald Trump winning. And I'm very concerned about what lengths will they go to try to sideline a second Trump administration. That's what really concerns me as we go forward, because we know some of them, like the people with Antifa backgrounds, stuff like that, they will go to any level to do what they do, as we saw back in the summer of 2020.
So you think there's going to be violence if Trump wins?
I sure hope not, but it is deeply concerning because, I mean, look at the rhetoric out there, Todd. I mean, it's the end of the world for some of these people, or at least that's how it's portrayed. And you will have people that will act out on that, and they think that they're doing the work of the Democrat Party. So it does really concern me. If President Trump wins again, I expect we are going to see, for the inauguration, tens of thousands of people descend on Washington, D.C., and I hope that they do not try to commit harm to the
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. I will say this. There are already people lined up in Green Bay for tonight's big rally. So I don't even know if there are you guys tailgating. Did you bring along the brats with you? I don't.
You know, it's rare in Wisconsin, but we've got a 70-degree day here at the end of October. We should have brought the grills and brats.
Oh, that would have been a great, yeah, absolutely. Tailgating at a Trump rally. I love it. All right, well, Congressman, safe travels. I know you're on your way to Green Bay for the big rally tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, I sense a vibe, and I do believe if everybody does their job, Congressman, I think Trump's going to win in a landslide. I truly do.
It's happening. Let's make it happen all the way through November 5th.
All right, Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sorry, the phone's a little spotty there, but the guy's on the road trying to get to the big Trump event. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, someone just sent me images, and there are just thousands of people lined up already to see Donald Trump. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, going right to the phone lines when we come back, 901-260-5926. You know, the congressman said he is very concerned about violence after the election. He believes that if Trump wins, the left is going to go insane. Do you share those concerns? I have some thoughts about that coming up after the break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All righty. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So there is an interesting little blurb out there. It turns out that a Pennsylvania ABC News TV station has inadvertently called the 2024 presidential election. No, I'm not making this up. According to Channel 16, the ABC affiliate there in Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris has defeated Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election, 52% of the vote to 47% of that. That's almost a landslide. So according to this ABC TV station, Harris got 3.2 million votes compared to Trump's 2.9 million. With 100% of the precincts reporting. Ladies and gentlemen of the Todd Stern's radio show listening audience, I have a question. How is that possible? Because as far as I know, the election has not been held yet. So how is it that Channel 16 in Pennsylvania, the ABC News affiliate station, already has the election results? Ladies and gentlemen, how is that possible? Now, ABC says that the results were mistakenly published. Okay, what exactly does that mean? Where do they get the numbers from? That's what I want to know. Why those particular numbers, and why do they have Kamala Harris beating Donald Trump 52% to 47%? Do you really think this is some sort of a mistake, ladies and gentlemen? Or are we seeing a repeat of what happened in 2020? 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Kentucky, John on the line. Hey, John, what's going on?
Hey there, Mr. Starnes. I heard you talking on the news. I'm talking today about how people are being literally jerked out of the line in these conservative communities saying that they can't vote because they aren't registered. Okay. Common sense should tell you that would have never happened if it was from an election official. And these texts, again, I would suggest anybody that's got questions, call your election headquarters. And this is the third one I talked to Ben about, and he thought it was a pretty good idea. Well, Ben and I kind of are, you know, kindred spirits. They're just kidding. But get the biggest, ugliest, strongest combat veteran in that conservative community to watch those folks and to defend them. If they're going to be try to be intimidated, try that to a combat veteran that's seen so much crap in his life that he believes in voting for Donald Trump and looks at those people pulling him out of that and says, let me see some ID, because the police can't get there in time. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to scare people. So you get the biggest, ugliest, or, you know, whatever, or even, you know, women Marines, Army, Navy, veterans, and you defend those folks and ask them, let me see your ID. And if they say, I don't have any ID, then you put them down, not physically, but you know what I'm saying, Todd. It's just, you're already saying it. It's happening in Butler, Pennsylvania, where those two busloads of non-English-speaking so-called citizens, so they want to do that, they get low, then we get low too. That's all I'm saying, Todd. I'm getting real sick of it right now because I'm an American citizen since 1968, and I know you're sick of it. You've been giving us a voice, and I want to thank you for that. But that's all I'm saying, Todd. Just, you know, if they're going to try to intimidate those folks in the line, then you get the people there to stick up for them because the police can't get there in time. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I like that idea. And, having some Navy SEALs and other military veterans out there and standing guard – because the behavior I've seen, and I've been sent, a half a dozen videos of these goons, and a lot of them, one of the cops was actually wearing a face mask. I mean, come on. So that tells me there's voter intimidation and suppression going on. And if you're in line, and here's the rule, if you are in line, you have a right to vote. That's it. And it doesn't matter if there are only two people working the polls. You got to stay there until the last person's been able to vote. I mean, it really is that simple.
And Todd, I wanted to say this to you and your entire staff. I want to thank you for giving us a voice. I want to thank you for letting us vent, because it's guys like you, that's the reason, you know what? It's an honor for my wife and I have served, because we defend folks like you that give us a voice to speak, that believe in the Constitution. I want to say that again. It's an honor to have served, because we get to defend it. We got to defend folks like you and Ben and Lydia. God bless you. We love you, Todd.
All right. Thank you, Pastor John. Thank you for that. Want to give you some additional intel on what happened with this ABC TV affiliate. The numbers actually were broadcast during a racing event. So there was a Formula One race, and the ABC affiliate, this is WNEP, that's Channel 16, WNEP, multiple viewers screenshotted that shows official election results from Pennsylvania, Harris with 52, Trump with 47%. And the TV station is saying that this was all done by mistake and the numbers were not reflective of any actual vote count. The TV station sending a statement saying that test results for the upcoming election mistakenly appeared on WNEP early Sunday evening during a broadcast of the Formula One Mexico Grand Prix. Those numbers should not have appeared on the screen, and it was an error by WNEP that they did. The numbers seen on the screen were randomly generated test results sent out to help news organizations make sure their equipment is working properly in advance of election night. All right. I want to ask a couple of questions here. Who is sending out that information? Who sent out the information? They said the numbers were, they received the numbers to help them make sure their equipment is working properly. Who did that? And why is it, do we really believe that these numbers randomly just appeared that give Kamala Harris a victory at election night? I don't think so. Let's go to Bob in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, it's good to hear your voice today. Listen, your last caller spoke about having veterans working at the polls. And I just want to make the comment that I am a Marine. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. And I will be a poll worker from the day, the moment they open on Election Day until the hour that we close, to make sure that our election is as fair and properly conducted as possible. And I think more citizens need to step up and say, you know what, I'll sacrifice a day or two and participate in this process, because we need volunteers all over the country to do this.
Bob, what a wonderful idea and what a noble thing for you to do there at your local polling place. And I can imagine there are so many other veterans that would be more than willing to lend a helping hand, even if it's just standing guard or being there, you know, to, you know, as a, you know, as a way to stave off any bad actors out there.
Well, I went through the official training at my county election commission. It took all of about 2.5 hours, one day, and I'll be there before the sun comes up, and I'll be there until the last vote is tabulated and submitted. And you know, this is a civic duty if we're going to have a free society.
It is.
We need more people doing this.
All right. Well, Bob, good for you, great American patriot, Bob from Tennessee. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRite, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRite is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
There is a completely unfair standard with Donald Trump.
I'm saying there's an unfair standard
where his supporters have just decided it's baked in when he insults people, but they do take offense. Deplorables did matter. That comment from Hillary Clinton did matter.
But I would say that
Joe Biden is still the president. I'd like him to be working on getting the hostages back. He does not.
All right, that was the squawking magpies over at The View earlier today. I'm telling you, they are freaking out over this comment made by President Biden yesterday that all of you Trump supporters are garbage. And they're trying to say, well, he was misspeaking. Oh, he didn't misspeak, ladies and gentlemen. That's who he really thinks we are. Either that or Jill is sabotaging Kamala's presidency. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend. He is the Senior VP for Business Relations at Liberty University, Dave Brandt. Dave, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, doing great. Great to be on. Thanks, Todd.
Hey, I'm curious. They're on the campus of Liberty University. I mean, the rest of the country, we're waist-deep in politics. What about there at Liberty? Are the students talking about the election?
Yeah, there's been some good energy in the last couple of weeks. The student paper, and they've been putting on events and, you know, just trying to rashly just discuss how the policies differ, which are lined up with the Bible and God's will. And so that's what you'd expect at Liberty University.
Well, no doubt about that. And I think, again, it's going to be all hands on deck. We've got to get out the vote. And I know in our the church I attend, the pastor said, vote your values. And I think that's a good rally cry for folks.
Yeah, no, that's right. The sometimes the piety and the desire for perfection it misses some of the broader points that we ought to be looking at. We got 1 million dead kids in Ukraine due to bad policy. And if Christians don't care about 1 million dead, for no apparent reason other than to bail out, you know, oil and energy regimes over there. That, you know, that those are the significant issues that the press won't take on because they're embedded with that those same funding mechanisms. And so, you know, as Christians, that our job is to, you know, locate the most important issues for humanity and particularly for this country and to strike the right balance.
Dave, I'm curious about the economics of it all, and the thing that really concerns me, I mean, aside from all the other horrible social and cultural policies that Kamala Harris believes in, I just don't think she has a grasp of basic economic issues. Am I off base here?
No, you're not off base. I mean, there's a book Mike Glennon called The National Security and the Double Government, and us Madisonians have been naive for the past 20 or 30 years, thinking we got a separation of powers, you know, the Congress and the courts and the executive. All of that turns out to be false, right? The deep state, the three-letter organizations, and this is all these experts, and Mike Benson saying the same thing, they're running our country right now. And so, yeah, Harris doesn't have an economic policy, and she doesn't need one because it's being run by the globalists, right? The reason we're at war in Ukraine is because major oil companies had $10 billion contracts each, and those two eastern provinces of Ukraine decided to go independent and wanted to go back to Russia. And we didn't like that. And, you know, so they are running the world. And Mike Benz says we don't have a domestic policy even. He goes to that extent. Foreign policy runs it all. They're using these international, you know, events and wars to reallocate billions and billions of dollars. And now, you know, last week, Warren Buffett moved his cash position from $100 billion to $300 billion. Well, why would you do that? Why would you go into cash when the stock market's going up? So what does he know? And he knows what we all know. Productivity's been going down for 70 years, and we're in a market bubble, and the Fed's printed way too much money again, and it's going to pop. And,
I think we lost Dave there. But Dave was talking about some, and we'll try to get him back here. But Dave was talking about the significance of the economy here and that part of it. And look, elections, and one of the big challenges with elections is that everybody likes, I mean, the big sexy topics are, you know, Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. That gets you a lot of play. That gets you a lot of coverage. But the reality is the economy, that is a major, major issue. And unfortunately, we've sort of dumbed down our nation. And I think we've got Dave Brandt here and back with us. And Dave, my concern is that we're not talking about these issues involving the economy, and we are teetering on the brink, to your point. I think we're teetering on the brink of something very bad happening in this country.
Yeah, no, there's all sorts of reports. Bank of America, there's reports, the banking, there's going to be a credit event. And then the question is, does the Federal Reserve bail out the billionaires again on the backs of the American people? And that's why you're having this populist realignment, because Trump stands for kind of the end of the uniparty, the end of the old Republicans and the end of the old Democrats. And the people in the middle, you know, 90% of us, the top 10% own 90% of the stocks, and the rest of us do not. And that's the realignment. And so, you know, we'll see if we can save the day. But we're late in the game, and the market's going to pop. I've been wrong. It should have popped years ago, but I could not fathom that we would print $9 trillion in money on the Federal Reserve balance sheet and run consecutive $2 trillion deficits ongoing. It's unbelievable.
It is. And Dave, what should people, what do you recommend people need to be doing to prepare for that personally?
Yeah, well, you got to go meet with your own person, and everything varies, you know, by circumstance. But basically, you want, I would highly recommend you look at taking on some more conservative position, put it that way.
Yeah.
I would not be taking on risk at this point in the political cycle and the markets at all-time highs, and all the Nobel laureates say it's 30% overvalued. And so those are a couple hints.
Good advice, Dave Brandt. And sorry about the squeaky phone line there, but Dave, we always appreciate you coming on the show.
No, love what you do. God bless you. Thanks, Todd.
All right, the great Dave Brandt, everybody, Liberty University. And, of course, we broadcast from the Liberty University studios, and we are honored with our longtime partnership with the great people there at Liberty University. All right, want to go to the phone lines here. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC. Now, Patty, I understand you called the TV station in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I did.
What did they say?
They didn't know. She was, I got her good. She had no idea. Oh, no, we didn't say that. She had no answer, just like Kamala Harris. Sounds very familiar. She has no idea. Oh, no. We didn't say Donald Trump was winning by a lot. I have the number right here. So if people that are listening, I have the number right here if they want to call.
Well, we'll give out that number in a little bit, Patty. But so they're denying. I mean, it's all there. The station's actually put out a statement saying, oopsie, our bad.
Yeah, well, I think I caught her off guard, because I called and I'm like, what do you say? Kamala Harris is winning. Oh no! She had no. She was lost for words, man. Because I caught her off guard. I got her.
Good for you, Patty. Good for you. All right.
And you want to know something? No, I'm just going to say another thing. He's in North Carolina right now, and so is she.
There you go. Patty, got to go. Thank you for the call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I'm just curious, NFL fans, I saw something very interesting coming out of the one of the TV stations in the Nashville area. And folks there getting ready to the Tennessee Titans are about to get a multi-bazillion dollar brand new stadium, courtesy of the taxpayers. And the problem is, and I'm just curious to hear your thoughts on this, that the average Tennessean can no longer even afford to go to Tennessee Titans games. And so someone sent a letter in to the local TV station, and this person has been a day one supporter of the NFL and the Tennessee Titans. Now, here in Memphis, and maybe some of our old school Memphis listeners can give us some background here, but when the Houston Oilers moved the team to, and they announced they were going to move the team to Tennessee, they initially relocated to Memphis while they were waiting for the stadium to be built in Nashville. So the plan was to basically hang out in Memphis and then relocate to Nashville. And therefore, a lot of people in West Tennessee and the Memphis area have no allegiance to the Tennessee Titans. I think there was a lot of bad blood there. But again, some of our Memphis listeners in the sports world could probably help us out on that. But anyway, this was really a fascinating letter from, again, what have they been here over 20 years now, I guess? It's been a while since the Titans relocated. And so you've got people that have been longtime fans. And here's what one person wrote. On Saturday, I went with my cousin to Titans house to renew his PSLs for the new stadium. So they're season ticket holders, and they've been season ticket holders from the beginning. The guy says he has been a PSL holder since the beginning, was one of the first 10 PSL holders for the Titans. He was even chosen to attend the Super Bowl and was there for the Music City Miracle. I am still in shock over how he was treated on Saturday and equally stunned by the cost of the new PSL membership. We expected an increase in price, but we had no idea it would be this crazy. So again, the PSLs, that's how much. So if you want to be a season ticket holder, you've got to plop down money for the seat, and then you have to plop down money for tickets on top of that. So get this. The original PSLs went from $750 per seat. Are you ready for this? Last season, $750 per seat to $10,000 per seat. For his four seats, that would mean a cost of $40,000, and that's just for the PSL fees. Tickets are separate, and there's, get this, no on-site parking. Fans are expected to be shuttled in from over a mile away from the stadium. It's unbelievable. I'm reading this letter now. No concessions were made for legacy PSL holders or loyal Titans fans. At one point, we were seated at a large bar, but they didn't even offer us a bottle of water. The entire process felt rushed. They shuffled us in, showed us the big model of the new stadium, gave a quick explanation, and then presented the pricing. You would think for $10,000 a seat, they would at least give you, I don't know, a Ritz cracker, maybe a deviled egg. Anyway, going on here to read, when we expressed that we had not anticipated this level of a price increase and needed time to think it over, the Titans representative said, okay, we'll email you the pricing information, and then he pointed them to the back door. The entire experience lasted about 15 minutes and came across as nothing more than a cash grab. It was disturbing and disappointing. We had been incredibly excited about the prospect of holding PSLs for the new stadium and supporting the Titans' future. However, it's now painfully clear that the Tennessee Titans organization no longer values its core fans and is trying to push them out. I can't believe this organization is taking advantage of people like this, and I doubt many longtime PSL holders will accept such an increase. This will definitely impact the PSL holders we know and is likely to lead to a significant number of fans walking away. It's heartbreaking to know that we've been supporting the Titans from the very beginning, both financially and physically, only to realize this support doesn't seem to matter to them. The Titans have struggled as a team for years, and we stood by them despite the ridicule and embarrassment of being loyal fans. Now, to be cast aside like this feels deeply wrong. The Titans organization has shown no regard for the community that has always supported them, and it's truly disheartening. I'm just curious. NFL, if you have an NFL team in your city, are you guys seeing that same kind of I don't know, same time kind of vitriol? Like, you know what? We really don't care about the average fans anymore. And I see that even on the college level, like at the University of Memphis, you've got all of these empty seats, and these are seats that should be filled. And what's happening is these big corporations are coming and scooping up all the good seats, the high-dollar seats, and then they never show up for the games, and it's just a bad look. But again, it looks as though the entire NFL is now outpricing the average fan. That's what it looks like here, and I hate it for the Titans. But you know what? They screwed Memphis. And so if they were going to screw Memphis, they screwed the Oilers, the Houston Oilers. But if they're going to screw Houston and Memphis, then you know they're going to screw Nashville. It was only a matter of time because they want that to be an exclusive, rich and famous event. And they just want all the rest of you, you know, average Joes. We got to watch it at the local, you know, I don't know. I was going to say Bed Bath & Beyond. No, that's what I was going to say. At the average wing joint. What's the famous wing joint? How did I just, that name just escaped me. Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you. That's what I was thinking of. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. May I say something? This is why I prefer college football over the NFL. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. And want to apologize. We understand there might have been some dead air there. So we're working on that, and we'll find out what that's all about. Coming up in the next hour, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to drop by. Also, Lee Greenwood, and I'm excited to talk to Lee. He was on stage with the president at Madison Square Garden. And just that was really one of the most poignant moments when Lee was serenading President Trump and the First Lady, Melania, with his song, God Bless the USA. So we'll be sure to ask him about that as well. All right. CBS tracking down Tampon Tim and asked about this whole thing about Trump and the Nazis. Cut number seven, please.
I want to put it into a larger context of your recent comment comparing the Sunday Trump rally to a Nazi rally. And I would also throw in there Obama's bitter clingers, guns and religion comment from a while back, the deplorable line from Hillary Clinton's campaign, and the way that Democrats are seen by some voters as disrespecting them. And I have to ask, does that undercut this closing message of unity from your campaign?
No, certainly not.
No, of course not. Of course not. By the way, did you see the story? Apparently, he was Tampon Tim was shacking up with some Chinese, the child, the offspring of some big Chinese person. No, and it was a woman too. Who I know. Wait, was that inappropriate? I was just shocked. I'm like, oh, it's a woman. Wow. All right. You know, we all read the same rumors. So anyway, I guess now Tampon Tim has a Swalwell problem. Remember, it was Swalwell doing the bang bang with that chick called Fang Fang. The staff has just gone crazy over that. I was just genuinely surprised when I heard out that when I heard the story that he was allegedly having an affair with a woman. We'll keep you updated on that. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature. Fruits and veggie supplements are packed with 31 frightfully good whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Our blends help maintain your overall well-being. From the deep red cranberry to the rustic green cabbage, our special formula is no trick. Dare to discover the magical blends within. Open and sprinkle our fruits, supplement powder into your cauldron brew, aka morning smoothie, or add our veggie supplement powder to your spooktacular concoction. Soup, we mean soup. This Halloween, treat yourself to a potion of wellness that's wickedly good with Balance of Nature.
Go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money back guarantee. And get this special offer by using discount code Todd.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, hello, everybody. We are in the home stretch. Election day on the horizon, and we're going to be making America great again. Folks, the numbers have been insane, but they've got to be even better. Get out and vote. Vote early on election day. If you can't vote early, you got to just take the day off, pack yourself, I don't know, a tuna fish sandwich and some Fritos, and get yourself a Snapple and wait in line until you vote on election day. Every single vote matters. I want to give out our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend from the great state of Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Kat, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
We are doing great, working hard, and it's good to hear your voice, my friend. We are in the final countdown.
I'm confused. I need your help, Kat. I'm trying to understand this. Am I a Nazi? Am I deplorable? Am I garbage? They've got to come up with just one and stick with it.
Oh, bless their hearts. And they claim to be the party of unity, right? It's pretty much frowned upon universally to ever refer to any American or constituent as garbage. When the commander-in-chief does it, it speaks volumes of really what they think about Americans in general. And they've never really been hiding the agenda, but now they're just saying the quiet part out loud. I mean, think about it. You know, Clinton, as you said, she called us deplorable. The legacy media has called us fascists and Nazis. This is just par for the course. And I'm so glad that now the American people are really getting to see them for who they are and really what they think of us.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And look, they talk about peace and unity while calling us all, you know, a bunch of Nazis. And that kind of stuff is concerning because it dehumanizes President Trump and his supporters. We've already seen two assassination attempts. We've seen people going after Trump supporters since 2016. And it's because, I believe it's because of this kind of rhetoric.
Absolutely. I mean, how many times have we said repeatedly that political violence knows no place in America? It has no place. And they'll say in the first half of their sentence, absolutely, we agree, but. And there's always a but to their statement. And it's because ultimately at the end of the day, the left's agenda is all about dependency and control. And when you step out of line, when you refuse to comply, they resort to bullying tactics, dehumanizing tactics. And that's why you're hearing the left call everyday Americans who maybe are speaking up, speaking out, disagree with a policy position. That's why they're calling them names. That's why they come after them and say, oh, you're garbage. You're a fascist. You're a Nazi. You're a deplorable. That, to me, speaks volumes about them and says very little about the people that they're trying to label. So I think this election is going to really be a wake-up call to the left that the era of dependency and control, it's over. Americans are sick and tired of it. We have had enough. And so they can continue to try to bully their way into the White House. It's not happening.
I'm curious. Megyn Kelly was a little upset over the, bro-centric Madison Square Garden rally. And then Nikki Haley yesterday warning the Trump campaign that his rallies are too masculine. Is that a thing here? Is that something that the campaign needs to be concerned about?
I did not hear those comments. We've been busy working on trying to actually get people to the polls. So I must have missed those. I, as someone who has been a part of those rallies, do not believe them to be too masculine. The thing that people always say to me is that they are all America all the way. That's the vibe you get when you walk in there. And having been to, I can't tell you how many rallies, it is men, women, young, old, white, black, every person from every walk of life you can imagine goes and is a part of that. If they've got an issue with the speaker lineup, that's, I guess, their thing. But as someone who has spoken at those rallies, who has attended those rallies, I don't think that's the case. And again, this is coming from a woman who, yes, D.C. is a man's world, but I've never approached it in the way that I am somehow less than. It's just bizarre, this whole check-the-box mentality. That's part of the identity politics that's killing this country.
It's crazy. Maybe, I don't know, when you look at the Democrats, I mean, you've got Tampon Tim, the guy wants to put tampons in the boys' room, and the guy comes, prancing up on stage with jazz hands, and we don't judge here. I'm just, describing it. But, yeah, I guess by that measure, yeah, we are pretty masculine over on the Republican side. I don't know. It's... Give me some red meat and shoot a gun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, they are quite literally the very definition of trying too hard.
Yes.
All the ads that have been rolling out about real men for Kamala Harris or white dudes for Harris, it is the most cringeworthy content that it's, quite frankly, it's just laughable. And when they say, oh, look at all these views we're getting, it's like, yeah, not for all the right reasons, though. Trust me.
Are you sensing something? There's something big, I think, that's about to happen in this country. And I think the silent majority is really starting to flex their muscle, I think.
Yeah. Something strange is happening. I've been crisscrossing the country supporting our House candidates because I feel very confident that Donald Trump will win. I feel very confident that the Republicans will take the Senate. Where I am really concerned and working hard is to make sure that we not only keep the House, but expand our majority into a functional majority. And the thing that I have seen, whether I'm in Montana, Indiana, Iowa, California, there is something different from even 2 years ago. I was driving through San Francisco, driving in a driverless car, I might say, as well. And I see a group of people in MAGA hats in downtown San Francisco. Driving to Sacramento, I drove past Berkeley, and I drove past a massive sign-waving campaign for Trump. I thought it was going to be a bunch of pro-Hamas apologists, and it was a massive sign-waving effort for Donald Trump at Berkeley. Same thing in some of the most blue cities. You're seeing a massive MAGA movement. And I think it's because Americans are sick and tired of the status quo, of the swamp, of this whole culture of demeaning the American people, treating us like we are stupid. And we have reached that point where we have said we have had enough. And the fact that I can go to a Trump rally, speak at a rally, walk up into the nosebleeds and talk to 19, 20, 21-year-old women who have piercings on their face and neck tattoos and, purple hair, and they're like, we are all in on Trump. We are sick and tired of being told what to think and how to think. They are ready. I think the American people are ready for that renaissance in America that only Trump 47 can deliver.
I love it. And, Kat, of course, you're running for re-election as well down in Florida. How's your race going?
You know, we unfortunately are very well versed with these storms, and so having taken three major storms, hurricanes in 14 months, people were concerned that we would be set back on voting, and we're seeing historic numbers. Even in the very blue one county that I have out of my 12, we are seeing Republicans keep pace in terms of turnout. So the enthusiasm is very high, but we have another storm brewing in the Gulf. And so with that expected to hit on Election Day, we are encouraging everyone to get out and vote early. In Florida, we have learned how to do these elections right after many years of getting them wrong. So you can rest assured that despite the fact that we are in two different time zones in the state of Florida, that we will know every single outcome in every single election in the state of Florida by 10 o'clock on election night. And the rest of the country should take note. We should not be waiting days or weeks for the final outcome. We should know what the outcome is. But Florida, once again, will be leading the way, and we feel very confident.
Fantastic. Well, Kant, we wish you nothing but the very best in your election, your race, and it's been a lot of fun this election cycle. It's been an insane political season, but yes. I think it's going to be a great day for America First conservatives.
I agree, and I know that so many people like you, me, and others, we are ready to put America first. So get out, vote for Trump, vote up and down the ballot for Republicans, and let's take our damn country back.
I love it. All right, Kat Kamick, always good hearing from you, Kat. Wow, great American patriot right there. And she's right. We got to take our country back. Let's go real quick to Erica in North Carolina. You know, Kat mentioned the Trump sign she was seeing all over San Francisco and the Berkeley area. Erica is calling us from North Carolina. Erica, what are you seeing out there?
Well, I am not seeing any Harris signs in this little town where in 2020 there only was Biden signs everywhere on Main Street. I drove down yesterday and I didn't see one single Harris sign. And there were other political signs up, both red and blue, but not a single Harris sign. So I think that's a good sign.
What do you think? What do you read into that, Erica?
Well, it's a college town, and it's a very liberal college. In 2020, they had a defund the police class, which was really annoying. But I think students are struggling. It's mostly a college town.
And what town are you calling from, Erica?
I'm calling from Charlotte right now.
Okay. But
it is a small town of Davidson.
Oh, yeah. That is a liberal. Yeah, that's a liberal school. Hey, yeah, Erica.
Very.
Erica, you're a woman. Let me ask you a question. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right. So Nikki Haley yesterday doing an interview, and she said that the problem is that Trump's rallies are too masculine, and she says they're too edgy, and they make women uncomfortable. Would you agree with Nikki Haley, or is she off base
here? No, she's off base. She's absolutely off base. She's just trying to, you know, stir up some trouble and get her name out there.
If she comes out and endorses Kamala Harris, she will never, ever be able to win anything in the Republican world.
No, and she was, you know, in South Carolina, she was elected in by a big majority from what I understand, but I didn't think they were too fond of her after the first, you know, term, and the fact that she took down the Confederate flag and a few other things when she was still in office.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, Erica, good call, and thanks for the info there. Erica saying zero Harris signs in her liberal college town. Ladies and gentlemen, what about you? Are you seeing? I'm just not seeing that many. Where's Ben Dieter? I know Dieter's working the phones today. Dieter, have you seen many Kamala Harris signs around Memphis?
I've seen a handful, not too many. I would say that I'm also not seeing a ton of Trump signs. But then again, I might be living in the wrong area. Todd, probably you live out in the fancy suburbs. You're seeing more Trump signs. I live in downtown, inner city Memphis, and there are zero Trump signs.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's fascinating. All right. Because in my neighborhood, it's all Trump. And then what's nice about it is you can kind of figure out if you're looking for a house to buy and you see a lot of those Harris signs, you know, that's probably not a good neighborhood for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's either like the scary part of town, or you go to some of these really fancy neighborhoods. We have one in Memphis called Chickasaw Gardens. And you would think the wealthy, right, the people that aren't having to quote unquote pay their fair share would be supporting Trump, right? Because Trump's for the rich people. No, they're all liberals in those really nice gated areas. So I guess it depends on where you're driving through.
Interesting. Well, at least the criminals know where to go, right?
Exactly.
For trick-or-treating. Let's go to Chris in Asheville, North Carolina. Chris, how are things in – before we get to what you're talking about, how are things in Asheville right now? Are you guys starting to get back to a little sense of normalcy?
And by the way, I tried to get through yesterday to wish you a happy birthday, so happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you very much for that, Chris. Appreciate that. I'm sorry, I missed the first part. We had a little issue with the phone there. So how are things in Asheville real quick?
We're about back to normal, just about halfway, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, there were a lot of people praying for you guys, and we're glad things are starting to get back to normal.
Everybody's trying to help everybody else, and it's nice. A good time to be kind and nice.
Talk to me about Tampon Tim, Chris.
Well, I don't know if everybody knows this, but I happen to come across it. He is a member of CCP, and I know you know what that means. Chinese Communist
Party. Yep.
I think he should be kicked out of the race. I don't think, and if Kamala should win, I don't think she will, then that means Tim's going to go with her. We don't want a communist in the White House.
That's true. And, of course, the story, and this is, I'll just read the random headline here. This is from CBS News. The allegation is that Tim Walz had a secret affair with the daughter of a Chinese Communist Party official. And Chris, you're absolutely right. To me, that would disqualify somebody from being anywhere near the White House.
Totally, totally.
But isn't it interesting?
I'll have to get a petition up and get people to sign it.
And wouldn't it be fascinating though? To compare this with how they treated Donald Trump. I mean, it's crazy. So, and the whole fake Russia story. Hey, Chris, got to run. Thank you for the call. All right. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available. And it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right. We can confirm some information for you through our sources. So remember, we told you earlier in the show about those ballot boxes that were set on fire in the conservative suburbs of Portland and Vancouver. All right. So we can now confirm to you those devices were sent to the FBI lab in Huntsville. And the investigators believe the arsons may be linked to another incident involving a ballot box back on October the 8th. We can confirm that the words "Free Gaza" were found marked on the casings of incendiary devices used to burn those ballot boxes. So there you go. FBI is on the case. You're going to love this. CBS News reports there's no motive has been determined. Investigators speculate it could be a pro-Palestinian sympathizer. Really? What makes you say that, CBS News, huh? Jeez, hello. So anyway, that's the very latest from the incidents out there in Washington State and Oregon. So, folks, again, the Michigan Secretary of State, and this is bonkers crazy, the Michigan Secretary of State now says that there are problems with Dominion voting machines nationwide. This is coming from the Michigan Secretary of State. She says there is a nationwide issue with Dominion voter access terminals, not all the machines, just the ones that are accessible. Holy cow. It's 2020 all over again, folks, right? All right, that coming from WLNS.com, a TV station out there in Michigan. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it to the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it. And I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, yeah, this is coming from the Michigan Department of State here. They've issued an update, and they're saying that the Michigan Bureau of Elections has identified an issue with the programming of Dominion voter assist terminals. There you go. It's, I don't know, is this Groundhog Day, ladies and gentlemen? We shall see. Let's go to the phone lines. Orlando calling in from WDUN, our great affiliate in Georgia. Hi, Orlando. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to call in and let you know, I just had housekeeping come and leave my house. It's not about me. But I wanted to let you know, the ladies were from Nigeria. And they told me, they said, you know what? We wish we could vote, because I never told her that I was voting Republican. And by the way, Todd, this is the first time I ever voted Republican. It's the second time I've ever voted in my life, and I think this is very important. But the ladies told me that they wish that they could vote because they were both Republican, and they're from Nigeria. Isn't that exciting?
Wow! So they, if they could vote, they would have voted for Donald Trump.
Exactly, and the thing is, it would be wild to the fact that they brought all of the illegals over here, and then yet they turn around and let them vote, and they turn around and all vote Republican.
Well, you know, it could be.
Todd, happy belated birthday! I didn't get to talk to you the other day, but you know, it's a victory. It's a victory to the fact that you. We're all still breathing another day. You're not much older than me.
Well, it is. It's always a good day to be alive and to breathe, Orlando. And I really appreciate those kind words, sir. Thank you. thank you very much. And thank you for calling in. So I want to go back to Nikki Haley, who is now saying that the Republican Party is, I guess, too manly. Is that, that's the, she's concerned because I guess maybe toxic masculinity. And ladies, I'm curious to hear from you, the ladies of the Todd Stearns Radio Show listening audience. Do you believe that the Republican Party in its current iteration is just too doggone manly? Here's Nikki Haley last night on Fox News, Cut 11.
When was the last time you talked to the former president?
Last time I talked to him was back in June.
So are you surprised that you haven't been deployed out to campaign, or have you volunteered to go out and campaign for him directly?
I mean, they're very aware that we're on standby. They know that we would be there to help. I've helped with some fundraising letters and text messages and those types of things. So we've done that. But look, we're on the same team. It is their campaign's decision on what he needs in these last final days. It does not bother me at all. I think they need to do what they need to do to get across the finish line. I just think that they need to focus primarily on who it is they're talking to. You've got Americans who are absolutely going to vote for Trump. You've got Americans who are absolutely not going to vote for Trump. And then you've got a percentage in the middle who like Trump policies but don't like his style. That is what they need to focus on. So when you look at these things, it has got to be a story of addition. This is not a time to have anyone criticize Puerto Rico or Latinos. This is not a time for them to get overly masculine with this bromance thing that they've got going. 53% of the electorate are women. Women will vote. They care about how they're being talked to, and they care about the issues. They need to remember that. This is a time of discipline, and this is a time of addition.
So there you have it. That coming from Nikki Haley, who is clearly upset that she has not been asked to come out on the campaign trail. Look, I don't think it would hurt anything. Again, there are a lot of never-Trumpers out there. They like Nikki Haley. And that might possibly sway them to get out and vote on Election Day. Quite frankly, I'd love to see George W. Bush out there on the campaign trail. It is all hands on deck. And there's this division of conservatism. And it is a very dangerous strain of conservatism. And their idea and their mentality is, You will believe the way we believe, or we will have nothing to do with you. Even if we lose every election, that's the way we're gonna operate. Well, you know what? That's a losing strategy right there. It's all hands on deck to save the country right now. But Nikki Haley says, and she goes a step further now, and saying that there's too much masculinity in the Republican Party. There you go. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. One of the most beautiful moments I saw at that Madison Square Garden rally was when Lee Greenwood was up on that stage and he was singing the iconic God Bless the USA song, serenading President Donald J. Trump and the beautiful First Lady of these great United States, Melania Trump. Lee Greenwood is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Lee, good to have you back with us.
Thank you very much, Todd. Great to talk to you.
Lee, what was that like being up on that stage at Madison Square Garden?
Well, first of all, I didn't think you were going to let me up there. The Secret Service was so tight. I'm standing there outside the barricade, and they're like, we'll tell you when to walk. And I'm like, well, I'm going to walk when I hear the music. And so they did let me in. I actually had to tap the shoulder of somebody who was guarding the stairs that nobody could go up, and he finally let me up there. I don't think Melania knew I was standing behind her when I got on the podium. It was a small stage, and sure, she was focused on her husband, Donald Trump, walking out where she had walked out on the ramp. And so it was quite a few moments before, I think, when he got onto the stage, turned and faced me, and then she turned and faced me, realizing I was actually standing there. I was very honored that it would let me do that because normally they just play my track, and they could have done that. I've never filled up Madison Square Garden. I was proud to have the president there to help me do that. but it was a fantastic moment with 19,500 people inside and 75,000 people outside. Oh my gosh. When we came in our limo early in the day, people were packed against every barricade leading to the arena.
It was an amazing scene, and I know that area very well, and just to see the thousands and thousands of people outside MSG. Lee, there was a moment when the president actually embraced you, and he normally doesn't do that. He's not a very, he doesn't like to do that a lot, but he embraced you. Did he tell you anything while you guys were up on stage together?
Well, if I told you what he told me, I'd have to kill you. But the only thing I say to him is basically, go get him. This is your time. And I'll say that. He has hugged me several times, and I've reached out. I'll shake his hand, and he's a really big man. He'll give me a bear hug, which is so considerate. I'm just a farmer from California. I just don't stand over on the side and not be recognized. I'm an artist and a singer, but he always gives me that right and that moment, which I'm just thrilled to do because I want to see him win. I want to see him be president again. It would be great for the country.
Lee, this is the reason why we have you on is also to talk about the anniversary. There are a couple of other things, but we've got the anniversary of the God Bless the USA Bible. And I actually wrote about this Bible in my new book that came out back earlier this year. And the controversy, and I really think the controversy was not that President Trump had endorsed the God Bless the USA Bible, Lee. I think it was because Donald Trump was encouraging people to read that Bible and to get back to prayer. I think that's what really set the left off.
Well, I'm sure it did. Anybody that has to do with faith, I think it all certainly sets them off. I'm a conservative Christian, and we've promoted the Bible for over 5 years. Just coincidentally that he wanted to promote his own version of the Bible. I have one signed by him at my desk, by the way. And I love that he actually professed the fact that he believes in God and he's Christian and he knows that faith is important in our family. In the Bible, I don't know if people realize that what we did is we put documents in the back of the King James version of the Bible. Naturally, we don't touch the good word. I mean, it's entirety what it is. But to include the documents of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Bill of Rights, those are things I think people need to know about more about America, whether you're a Christian or not. And so it made it really relative, not just to Christians, but people who wanted to find out more about our country, particular immigrants who come here legally, who take 7 years to become a citizen. And to put one of those in their hands, they revere it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think this is a brilliant thing. As a matter of fact, you know, our friend over in Oklahoma, Ryan Walters, the state school superintendent, you know, mandating that, you know, kids are taught the Bible and that, you know, they're taught about our founding documents. I'd like to think he got that idea from what you've been doing with this beautiful God Bless the USA Bible.
Yeah, I know we did, and we had conversation about that, about putting the God Bless the USA Bible in the schools. But if people want to have it, of course, they just go and pick one up. It's nominal. It's not expensive. It's beautifully bound leather, and you go to GodBlessTheUSABible.com and just get one and give it to a veteran.
I love it, and it's a great keepsake Bible as well, but. Again, King James Version, it's just a beautifully, beautifully written text. And of course, you've got the founding documents. It's folks, it is a great Bible. Christmas time just around the corner, and get yourself a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible. And Lee, I'm being told that you're also releasing there's a new rock version of God Bless the USA coming out. I've never imagined Lee Greenwood to be being like a headbanger or something.
Well, a lot of people don't know that I am a rock musician. I've played, you know, conservative rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and soul since I was a teenager. I didn't come to Nashville until I was 37 years old and start my country music career, which I embrace. But I have to tell you that this new version, it does rock. And it's available on iTunes this Friday. If anybody can pre-order it, pre-sale from iTunes, it would help it go number one. I've never been on the rock charts. And God Bless the USA would be the right song to put there because I've had it on all of the other charts. Name it. It's been in all of the other charts for various reasons, war and the attack on America and so forth. But to be on the rock charts with USA, that would thrill me. And it's available on Friday on a pre-sale from iTunes. So please make it number one, folks.
Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to guarantee that, Lee. This is awesome. Folks, a brand new rock version of God Bless the USA coming out on November 1st on iTunes. And we've got to do our part to put Lee Greenwood number one on the rock charts. And Lee, that's the least we can do for the great Lee Greenwood. So we're going to make that happen.
That would be fantastic.
I just think this is brilliant. What do you think about rap? Hip hop?
Well, you know, the interesting part about music, we tell the story of life and culture.
Yeah.
And country, a lot of people switched from rock and AC to country because the story was simpler. It's getting a little more complicated as far as the music goes because of advertisement. Stations live the fast pace of life, and they want to have a little bit more of an up-tempo. So you don't hear very many ballads in country music anymore. It's mostly rhythm. And rap has actually snuck into country as well. And I don't have any trouble with that as long as it tells the story of life and culture and not something bad. I did see Hamilton. I was a little confused about it because I
Me
really,
too.
I guess maybe because of my age, I can't keep up with the rap. you know, and the storyline. But boy, did it hit the kids. I mean, the kids just absolutely loved it. And they understand what the message of rap is more than me. And I have a 26-year-old and a 29-year-old, and they were like, Dad, this is fantastic. I said, well, I wish I could slow it down a little bit for me because I can't quite keep it.
Right. I walked out at intermission. I'm like, I have no idea what I just heard. I don't know what's going on here.
I know.
Well, Lee, this is awesome. Real quick, I want to get your take. Yesterday, President Biden coming out, calling half of the country, all of us Trump supporters, garbage. You know, we shouldn't be surprised by this. But again, it's just really sad that you've got politicians out there, the president of the United States, calling all of us who love America garbage.
It is not the first time that a politician of either party has thrown eggs at the other. I'm sorry to see even President Biden stoop to that low degree. I thought he was above that even. And although I think he doesn't know what he's saying half the time. But I'm disappointed that he would reach that level. I love the people that I talk to every day, whether they're conservative or liberal. And I have a lot of liberals that question whether or not the candidate on the left is even coherent enough to have a conversation. Basically just back away from anything she's ever asked. I'm scared that if she was to get into office, this country would go downhill so fast, particularly if war breaks out in another part of the world. Can you imagine the decision she would have to make and could not make it concisely? But President Trump certainly would be the man to be in charge.
Amen. Well, Lee, we're going to have to leave it there. Always exciting to have you on the show. And congratulations on the God Bless USA Bible, the great work you're doing for President Trump, and, of course, the new version of God Bless USA coming out November 1st. God bless you, Lee.
Well, thank you. It was a great birthday present. My birthday was the same day of the Madison Square Garden rally, and I tried to get the rock version of USA out that day. But it comes out this Friday.
Love it. All right. Well, Lee, we appreciate that. And folks, we have a special treat for you because we have an exclusive clip of God Bless USA, the new rock version. We're going to play that as we go to break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
To take back America starts now on the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, folks, don't forget, head over to the Live Show blog. We've got a link to Lee Greenwood's new rock and roll version of God Bless the USA. It comes out officially on November 1st, but you got to hear a little snippet of it just a few moments ago exclusively on the Todd Stearns radio show. Also, don't forget, election night, go ahead and mark it out. You're going to want to hang out with us. We're going to be doing a live TV version, which you can watch on our Rumble TV channel. And we're talking We've had over 1,000 people that have joined the Rumble channel in just the past 24 hours. So I think that's pretty awesome. And we're just very excited to welcome all of our brand new listeners. Tomorrow's show, I want to run down the lineup here. We've got Caitlin Richardson from the Daily Caller. Also, Jessie Jane Duff, who is our favorite Marine Corps veteran. She's awesome. Also, Dalton Glasscock joins us. And we've got the director of a brand new movie coming out. And you're going to want to grab the kids, grab the wife and the family, and go see The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever. So that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. It's also Halloween. I'm wondering if we should add some Halloween elements to the program. I don't know. Ben Dieter is very excited about tomorrow. And so are we going to have candy? I don't know. But I do know this, at the radio station I own in Memphis, when we have candy, it's always the full size, right? We don't do this miniature crap. When the children come to our studios, they're going to get the full size, you know, Hershey bars or the Reese's. Maybe we should have asked people what candy we should have supplied here. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. In the meantime, 5 o'clock Eastern, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Newsmax, newsmaxinvest.com. That's newsmaxinvest.com if you want to get information on how to become a co-owner of the greatest conservative cable channel in America. Be good, America.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
61 years old. I'm doing my first bodybuilding show. I'm going to go straight to a national event. Well, I was a power lifter all my life, and I just lucky a year ago met Mr. Michigan and Mr. Olympia, and they asked me what I was doing, and next thing you know, I'm 4 weeks away from my first onstage show. I've been taking the Balance of Nature for a long time. It's been incredible.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code TODD.